Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I am your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest is the CEO and president of NRM Faith-Based Films, a screenwriter, a producer, an author, an actress, and a singer. Her project, Change of Heart, has captured the hearts of the people. According to Christian Newswire, it pierces the heart of anger and bitterness and reveals how faith and forgiveness have the power to change lives. Her project is the winner of the 2018 Kingdomwood International Film Festival's People's Choice Award and was a selection in the International Christian Film Festival in 2019 for its trailer. Plans are in the making for the full filming and release of her project. In addition to plans for the release of the film, she is in the process of releasing an interactive Bible study guide, Time for a Heart-to-Heart with God, and setting up an organization called the Healing Hearts Foundation Incorporated, which will mentor girls who have been victims of sexual abuse. Our guest is married to Johnny Miller, and together they have two sons, Jamar and Jarvis. Join me in welcoming our guest for today, Nikki Miller.
Hello.
It's so good to have you here on CWS, Nikki. Your journey is so wonderful.
Yes, and I am elated to be here for this opportunity. So I thank you for the opportunity to do this interview. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we met many years ago, and I would have never thought that we'd be reconnecting in this way. We met at a Barnes & Noble community book author signing where they had invited authors from the community to come in and sign their books for the people of the community. And here we are today, years later.
That's right.
You're doing great things still. And it's just so wonderful to be here in your presence and just knowing that God is using you to do these great things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I cannot do it without him. I have to give him glory and credit for where I am today.
Yeah. So let's talk about where you are today. I definitely want to talk about your project, Change of Heart, because that is a big one. But before we get there, let's talk about how did you get to the point where you are? You are a writer. You own your own company. You have so many projects in your hand. How did you grow from being just Nikki Miller to Nikki Miller, the writer, and so forth?
I'm going to take it back a little bit, actually from childhood so people can get to know me and who I am. I was born and raised in St. Petersburg, Florida. Mm-hmm. And my parents actually divorced when I was about 5 or 6 years old. Mm-hmm. And my dad remarried. And my mom moved to Tampa and she remarried. Mm-hmm. So I lived with my dad and my stepmom for up till I was 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And then convinced my dad to allow me to move with my mom and stepdad. Mm-hmm. And that was only after I actually ran away.
Oh,
I ran
wow.
away at the age of 12 because I felt that I wasn't loved.
Oh.
I'm sure I was. But at that time, at 12 years old, with a 12-year-old mind, that mind told me to run away. Mm. So I did that. And just I think I kind of just wanted that separation and kind of wanted just something new. And like I said, I convinced my dad to allow me to move to Tampa, which I believe at that time was the best thing I could have done, because from that time I began to excel in school. I think if I would have stayed in St. Petersburg, I probably would have gone down the wrong path there. Mm. So when I moved to Tampa, like in school, I became cheerleader, majorette, captain. I was senior class vice president. I was a Future Business Leaders of America district president, homecoming queen. I also was a part of the business co-op program where I would go to school half a day and work half a day. Uh-huh. And that first job for me was MetLife Insurance Company. So I was in the corporate field working for about over 25 years. Mm-hmm. And then, although I was there, I've always had the passion of entertainment. So I began actually singing in church, mainly in church, when I was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And then began doing the acting thing in the early 90s, kind of off and on. And I had to do it off and on because of raising my family at that time. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't do it full time as I am doing it now. I'm able to pursue it full time now because my kids are, they're young adults now. So I could do it. I'm able to go for it, you know, full throttle now. Mm-hmm. So doing that along with the addition of filmmaking, which was added later on in life. So that's just kind of a nutshell of how my life has from childhood to where I am now. And I don't know how far you want me to go into, you know, with then came into the writing and to the filmmaking part. From there, actually, that started with God, because I did not know. I thought I was going to be a journalist, to be honest. All right. So I applied to FAMU college, and I was going to go into journalist, but the journalist program, but God said different. Uh-huh. I was already making good money. So in the corporate field doing, you know, the healthcare, doing medical insurance and all of that. So I just stayed where I was doing that. And my husband went to school, which I didn't say, I met my husband in high school. Oh. so we're high school sweethearts. But we can talk about that later. But God kind of dropped the writing part on me in my lap. And I didn't know that that was there. Even the film making, the company, I didn't know that that was there. Mm-hmm. So I entered into that because I was doing a table read of I had written a story and I thought it was going to be a stage play. And so I said, well, let me do a table read. And the table read that I was having done, I sat back in the back of the room and the readers were like, no, this is a film. And I'm like, okay, I have no idea, Lord, how to write a film. So I said, if you want me to do this film, you're going to have to show me how to do it.
Yeah.
And that's how everything, evolved into that. So when we started out, when I started writing the stage play out, that title was Broken But Not Forsaken. Mm-hmm. And then through the years, it evolved into Change of Heart, Never Say Never. So it evolved into that.
Yeah. And we're going to get into Change of Heart. But I just love how you said God just dropped these things in your lap. You were not expecting these things. And
now
previously you had a plan, but God was like, no, stay where you are. And then at the right time, he brought this and put it in your lap.
Yeah.
And it just seems like, I wonder if the timing was because he was saying, are you ready for this? Or do you think you were better prepared at the time that he dropped it in your lap versus before?
I was not prepared.
Okay.
And I say I was not prepared only because it's like I wrote it, but I never knew why he gave it to me.
Mm.
And I always ask, you know, God, why me? When I don't know, I'm not a real big writer. I mean, I loved English in school, but I'm not a real big writer. Had not been to film school, had not been to any type of really, writing school. I had thought about changing to theater and never did for college. I never did it. So, I was not prepared for it. So it was a big surprise. And actually I started writing that like in 2013. Mm-hmm. And it didn't come to me why he gave that to me until 2017.
Mm. So that was a waiting period.
It was a waiting period. And it was a process.
Yeah.
It was a process. Yeah.
And I think sometimes people forget that when God gives us something, it may not be immediate for us to take action, but there is a process that we may
Absolutely.
Have to go through.
Absolutely. And this was a huge process. Many, I would say blood, sweat, tears, all of that. All of that fighting, like you still, you know, why me? Why are you having me to do it? Why are you having me to do it? And there is a background story behind that, which I'll allow, you know, I don't want to give too much at one time, but there is a backstory, you know, with how he, you know, why and why it took so long, you know, for me to get that.
You can give us a little bit if you like.
Well, at the beginning, when I first started, like I said, it was in 2013 that I began writing. Actually, the idea came from me, or came to me, when I got tired of seeing young Black men getting arrested for different crimes. And this particular day that I was watching the news, it kind of bothered me that it was happening so rampant, so much. And there were, you know, other race ethnicities of young men as getting arrested as well. But there was one particular African-American young man who was arrested for rape. And his grandmother came on talking about him and not to protect or kind of take up for what he did, but just kind of represent him as being that grandmother. So I started thinking, I'm like, you know, where's his parents? You know, what happened to his parents? What drove him to rape? We have to remember that there's always a root cause that happens in us, within us, that causes us, and you know, to do these things, to rape, to abuse. There's always a root cause, not to excuse what was done, but there's something that wasn't addressed. And it could have been, you know, was that child, you know, raped as a child? Was he raped or molested as a child? So then I started, so I played on that and thought about that. Didn't start writing, but it's just in me. So then I started thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? That could have been me. And I said that could have been me because I was molested as a little girl by family members. And actually, those visions were locked. They were locked in like the back of my head and did not come forward until late 30s. It probably came to me in my late 30s. So I didn't even remember that that had happened to me.
Oh, wow. So, yeah.
So then I started thinking, I'm like, you know what? I could end up, if I did not know God, if I did not encounter God and address that issue, what took place back then, I could be an offender myself. I could be depressed or I could be, you know, suicidal and be in unhealthy relationships right now if I had not had that encounter with God. So I started thinking about that and started thinking about this young man again, what had happened. So I started, I didn't start writing then. I kind of still waited sometime in 2013. It could have been months down. I don't remember. But then I started writing what God gave to me. Again, I thought it was going to be a stage play, and it was going to be, you know, it was about forgiveness. I was hitting on the issues about abuse and some of the things that I'm seeing with our young people these days. And until I went in that room again, and they said it was a film. So that's how I began to research, and God began to deal with me as I'm asking him why, until I went to a retreat in 2017 that my church had. It's called The Encounter. And at The Encounter, you just have you're not distracted. You have to give up everything, like, you know, cell phones and all of that. And it's just you and God. And at that time, I broke down. I broke down into tears like I never cried before. And finally, at that moment, forgave the two family members that that sexually molested me.
Wow.
At that time, during that retreat as well, that he said, now you're ready to help others.
Wow.
That was the time I knew why God gave it to me, why this whole process of getting to where he want me to be able to help and then get the movie, the right people on board, just everything in place, you know, everything in place. So it was at that time where he also had me tell my parents. I'm 48 years old. This is in 2017. He had me to tell my parents at that time as well. What happened, both sides. Then he also said, now I want you to form the organization called the Healing Hearts Foundation.
Wow.
That will mentor the girls and encourage the girls to where they have healthy relationships for ages 12 to 13 years old. So that's how it all evolved. And by the end of all of this, I finished writing the film actually in 2015. Mm-hmm. And by that time, the title went to, you know, like I said, from Broken But Not Forsaken to Change of Heart, Never Say Never. And then in 2015, I kind of released it and kind of like, not released it, but kind of did some things to where I can build and try to do a little sizzle reel, a little teaser. Mm-hmm. And that came to fruition in 2018. The book, however, God said it wasn't time to put the film in production. Okay. So he said, while you're waiting, write the novel. I'm like, Lord, you have to be kidding me. I just went through all of this trying to write a film.
Right.
Didn't know what I was doing. And now you want me to write a novel? So I had to go research that. I had to go research how to write a novel. I reached out to a friend of mine, a classmate of mine who's an author. And she helped me through the process, thank God. Monique Hall, she helped me through the process and showed me how to self-publish my book and all of that. So he's like, you know, and I didn't hear it at the time. He wanted me to do a study guide, but I didn't do it because I think mm-hmm. I was overwhelmed.
Uh-huh.
I think I was overwhelmed with the novel. So at that time, I just did the novel and then self-published the novel. And like I say, like now, I listen now this year about doing the study guide, which I just completed in doing the study guide. So he said, you know, Nikki, don't wait for investors. You have a product. I'm giving you a product to use to bring in the funds for putting that movie out. And that's what this whole, you know, again, that's a whole process that he's teaching me, you know. A lot of times we have the resources, you know, he's given to us. We already have it, but we have to listen, take time to listen, like that retreat that I went to, take mm-hmm. time to listen and see what he's saying. And he would tell you exactly, you know, what to do with what he's given you. So that's a lot of information.
No, but it's great. But I think people need to hear that it is a process, that sometimes it doesn't come as quick as we hope it will, or you may only get part of it before God reveals the full shebang to you. So I think it's important because you're showing people the process, because somebody else may be going through the exact same thing right now, wondering, why has God given me this portion but not this, or, you know, I don't have the resources. When actually he's saying, you already have what you need.
Yes.
Just trust me.
Yes.
So
yes,
totally understand. I think it's great that you are sharing this, but I want to get more into Change of Heart and the actual storyline, because now you've given us the background. Let's now we can start understanding the story. So it is about a story about forgiveness.
Right. Story about forgiveness, about fatherhood or parenting. Mm-hmm. And then it's also going to bring about child sexual awareness, child sexual abuse awareness. Mm-hmm. So I use a man. His name is Calvin Hardy Jr. He's a project development engineer who has a family, well-to-do family. And he saw his dad do something that was not immoral or good. And he always looked up to his dad. Mm-hmm. And that hurt him to the core in his mom. And so he, in seeing that, he just never could forgive his dad for doing it. He never could forgive his dad, and brought that unforgiveness, anger, and bitterness into his family. You know, and when you do that, you cause your family to suffer as well. So, you know, the devil will use that unforgiveness and what happened back then or in the past. And it's not just, I want to show with the book, it's not just what happened to Calvin. It's with any hurt. It's with any mm-hmm. Pain that someone has suffered, that if it's not addressed properly,
yeah,
again, going back to the young man with the rape, if that's not addressed properly, then you bring it into your adulthood, that causes a spiraling problem. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm showing with Calvin Hardy Jr., that bitterness and anger, how the devil is using that as a toy and as a trap to put a dagger into his family. So with that, you know, he makes with this unforgiveness and bitterness that he's hanging on to and won't give up, it causes him to make a bad decision, for his job. And during that time, he has to leave for this job, not really discussing it with his family or anything, just, you know, leave. And that leaves his family in turmoil. Mm-hmm. So it leaves he has two sons and a daughter. And something really bad happens to one of the sons. He misses out on the other son's football game, which is what's important to him. And again, just not there for his wife like he should to support. Mm-hmm. So I want to show, you know, what unforgiveness can do, but also show the redemption of that once you do forgive. Yes. What happens, you know, that there's such a peace, such a freedom, and that forgiveness is not, pretty much, it's for us. It's not for the person that offended you or hurt you, but it's for our peace, our sanity, our freedom. Yes. You know? And that's what I want to show. And also with the fatherhood, how it's important for the father, a godly father, to be in place for the family to be nurtured and grow like it should. And then also, like I say, to show a sexual child abuse awareness, where I use a boy instead of a girl. So the book, bottom line, is everything that it's not my story. So it's everything that things that I have seen growing up, hearing, and then, like I say, either was a part of, or like I say, just watch. So I was a part of as a victim, being a, you know, child molestation victim. Mm-hmm. But again, I wanted to use a boy just to show that it happens to boys just as much as it happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then it's been developed into the film when God says it's time.
Yes.
But I love the fact that you do have the Bible study guide. I did that with one of my books, and it has been extremely helpful to people. What can people expect from the Bible study guide?
Now, from the Bible study guide, and actually, you know, we call it Bible study guide, but it can be enjoyed by small group clubs, book clubs, because there was a book club that read the novel, and so they're excited for the study guide. So yeah. it's an interactive study guide that's going to address every chapter in the book. There's 48 chapters in the book. Mm-hmm. And it's going to address every chapter. So for the study guide, there would be an excerpt that I picked out that I feel that is thought-provoking. And under that excerpt will be comments that I will give, my own personal comments. And then I will list about three verses, Bible verses. Mm-hmm. It may be four every now and then, but three Bible verses, maybe two, that will relate to what I'm addressing for this chapter. And then I will give some food for thought after all of that. And then there'll be some questions. So that would be the basis of the study guide, interactive. And then you'll find there'll be a break in there where there'll be about four games you'll be able to play. It's going to be cool and enjoyable, because it is a serious, you know, these are serious, serious subjects that we're addressing. And I want it to also be fun and, you know, interactive with them. So there's like some group games, and then there may be one or two you can play individually as well. So it doesn't matter. You don't have to do it as a, I made it to where you don't have to do the study guide as a group, but you can also do it as an individual person. Just completed it, is getting ready to go on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and I'm planning for that release date to be December 11th.
Wow.
Yes, December 11th, and would like to plan on making it as a pre-order as well. So I'm excited about that. Now, and just Jackie, also just to let you guys know, the book, the first 31 pages is mm-hmm. the movie. self. And then after that, those 17, the first 31 chapters, I'm sorry, first 31 chapters is the movie itself. And then the remaining 17 chapters is just some extra in there that I may do a sequel. I don't know yet, but I may... I may do a sequel to that. So there's going to be some surprises in the movie that you won't see in the book. I'm excited about that.
Oh, I like surprises. Yes,
there'll be surprises. So in the book, and I didn't tell you that the story takes place in Southfield, Michigan. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that God gave me and dropped in my lap. I had not even heard of Southfield, Michigan. Mm. Never heard of Southfield, Michigan, and had to look that up. Lord, where is Southfield, Michigan? And that's why I say he made this for somebody. I don't know who it is. I don't know who the story is for to reach. But my thing is, if it reached one person, then it's done its job.
Amen.
It's done its job. And yeah. So it takes place in Southfield, Michigan. And then part of it takes place in Dallas, Texas for the book. So the difference for the movie, it will take place in Southfield, Michigan and in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. I'll also be singing in the movie, which is a surprise. I cannot release the song yet, what it'll be, but I'm excited about that part because that's something that God said do. So I'm like, oh man, something else, you know, he's having me to do, which is out of my comfort zone. In the book, the whole book is out of my comfort zone, to be honest. The movie is out of my comfort zone, to be honest. But I'll be singing a song in that as well, in one of the scenes. So for the movie, and if it's okay, I can tell you a couple of the actors that are already attached to it. So I have Denise Armstrong. She was played Barbara Scott in the Kendrick Brothers Overcomer movie.
Okay.
So she'll be playing, she's attached to play Mother Newsome. The church mother, and I grew up, you know, watching church mothers, being around church mothers, so I had to put that in there. So, and then I have a guy named Jason Louder, who plays Two-Bits Tanner on Black Lightning. He will be playing Uncle Darren, the character of Uncle Darren, when they see that in there as well. I'm also in discussion, so they are like attached, committed to the movie. Mm-hmm. I'm also have in discussions for having the grandfather play that played on the Kendra Brothers Overcomer as well. The main character, one of the main characters, his name Cameron Arnett, to play Calvin's dad, mm-hmm. Calvin Jr.'s dad, and his wife to play the mom, Calvin Jr.'s mom. So I just thought it'd be cool to have, you know, a real husband and wife to play his parents.
Yeah.
You know?
Make and it more natural.
Know them. Yeah, to make it more natural. So we're that's in discussion as well. And if I had to put out there what my envision for to play the main characters, just in case they're listening, is... just in case they're watching, is Idris Elba. He has always been in my vision to play Kevin Hardy Jr.
I hope and you then, listen, Idris.
You know, yes, I'm putting it out there. And for the wife,
you're gonna tag him.
Please, please do. And for the wife, I have always had a vision for Kimberly Elise.
To
play the wife.
Yeah.
So that is my prayer request.
Uh-huh.
If you're watching, that's my prayer request. And I do have like a everything is already set to be honest, Jackie. I have the team is already in place to shoot this film. Again, it's just, you know, getting the funds in line to shoot it. So Botham Pictures is my production company. One of my producers is Carrie Patton. Mm-hmm. He attends my church. And then I have an endorser on board, which is my son's friend. I call him my third son, is mm-hmm. Jalen Ramsey. He's the cornerback for the LA Rams.
Okay.
So he's an endorser for this film and supports it. So like I say, I have the system in place. It's just, you know, getting everything else lined up and ready mm-hmm. to go. So I'm excited. So come on, Idris and Kimberly Elise.
It sounds so exciting, man. You have given us so much. I mean, just so much to think about. God will drop it in your lap. Yes. And he will provide the timeline for you. Okay.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
Even going back to your childhood, making the decision that you needed something more and allow yourself to excel, which is helping you now because you start those habits when you're younger.
That's right.
So you can have them now to reach the type of success that you want to reach.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
And I love how you were saying, like, when you remember the trauma that you went through, the difference was God. That yes. If you had not had God,
that's
you
right.
would not be where you are now.
Absolutely.
And that is so important. And I also love the fact that you said, your story is for somebody. A lot of times we think, let me keep this to myself. But it's important for us to share our stories because we can be helping somebody in the process.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So my thing is, you know, you just never know until we, again, stay in tune and see what the Holy Spirit is telling us to do, telling us, you know, and it's also just allowing yourself and opening your heart up to God and see what he's saying. I believe that all those things that he had me to do in school has led me to where I am today as a leader, having my own companies, my foundation and my film company, having that in place. I believe all of that was ordained and appointed. So nothing happens by coincidence.
No.
I so believe that nothing happens by coincidence. There are appointed times and seasons to everything. And a lot of times we want this microwave. We're in this microwave economy. Because even for my film, I was like ready. He gave it to me. I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm ready to, you know, where's my money at? So I can put this film in place. And I was taught, that's why I say, yes, this is for some, you know, even though this is for the world, I've learned so much about myself. So much about myself. I learned to forgive myself, the people that molested me. Mm-hmm. And again, had I not took the time and from distractions and all of that, I wouldn't have never known why he gave me this story. You know, I would have never known. I wouldn't have had the connections that I have. I wouldn't have been connected to you and, you know, had I not, you know. So it's been amazing. Like I say, there's been a lot of tears because, you know, it brought back those memories. Like I say, that being molested was, I believe it was locked in a compartment in the back of my brain.
Memories, yeah.
You know,
that happens to protect us, you know, because at the time we're not ready to deal with it. But like you said, at the right time, God opened it up so that you could deal with it.
Absolutely. And then that's why I say at the retreat, that's when he said, now you're ready. Now you're ready. I thought I had forgiven the people. I really thought I had. And it showed me that during that retreat that I had not. And then that's where I released them during that time. And that's when I actually, like I said, moved forward with the film festival. It's like it was boom, boom, boom. Things were happening, you know, right after that, you know, God was, you know, lining things up. So it's been an amazing journey.
To mind Romans, all things work together.
For
the good of those.
For the good of those.
Lord.
Love the Lord. That's right.
And you love the Lord.
To our purpose.
So
I love, yes, I do.
It's working for you.
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And like I said, I have to give all glory to him. All glory to him for where I am today. You know, people will go out there, get their books and study guide, get in your groups or individual, and help me to make this dream come true of bringing this film to fruition. So next year, that's my hope is to put it into production next year. Yeah.
Now, since you said that, let's transition. Tell everybody how they can connect with you on social media. Where can they go to find out more about the film? How can they buy your book? Just tell them everything.
Okay. Well, to start off with the book and the study guide that will be released on December 11th. That will be available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. The book is $14.99 and the study guide will be $11.99. So you'll be able to find those there. For the book and the film about this whole project, because that's what it is. It's a movement, yeah. The Change of Heart movement. The website is www.cohmovie.com. Again, that's www.cohmovie.com, and it will show everything there. You can see the sizzler, the little teaser, that one, information about the book, information about my team, all that is on there. And then to connect with me personally, my pages on IG, Facebook, and Twitter is I am Nikki, N-I-K-K-I-R Miller. That makes it easy, I think. and it's that for everyone is Facebook, IG, and Twitter. And then for the movie specifically is Change of Heart Movie. The page is on Change of Heart Movie. That has a page on Facebook. And then Change of Heart Movie has an IG page as well. And then I also have a YouTube channel called Change of Heart Movie channel, which I would love for people to subscribe to. Yeah. And this is what you will see this. Hopefully you can kind of see what it looks like. Kind of hard to see. But that's what it looks like. You will see the icon for all the movie attack handles that I have, even for YouTube, because it's hard to, there's so many Change of Hearts movies and different things. So when you see that, that's when you know that you have it right. So yeah, actually I have a social media person. She just actually set up the Change of Heart Movie page under IG. So, and then under the YouTube channel, we just started that. So, but they will see the teaser there. Also my husband and I did an interview that my church, through my church, one of our pastors interviewed us, and that kind of tells how we got involved and how we got to where we are today. So that's on there too, because he's an executive producer as well. So for this film, he's my supporter, my backbone, and so I give a shout out to my husband Johnny and my boys Jamar and Jarvis. So yes.
All right, that sounds so good. And any final words? You know, just in a nutshell, any final words for the people?
Final words would be never give up. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, and I forgot what scripture, I'm not like a Bible scholar, but the Bible does say quitting is not an option. It's something about you can't quit. Quitting is not an option. So never give up and never stop dreaming. I would say never stop dreaming. And learn to trust God in everything that you do. Learn to trust God. And when you do, blessings will come upon you, you know, in ways that is unimaginable. You know, we can only see this much in front of us or plan out this much, but God has this much for us. So that would be my final words.
I love that. You plan for this, but he has
But God has this much for you. Yeah. So, yeah.
I love that. Well, Nikki, thank you so much for doing this interview with me today. It has been a joy. So many little nuggets that we can take away from this. And my prayer is that people's hearts will be open to hear how God has used you and know that God can use them in the same way if only they are willing to yield to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
That's it. That's it. Thank you for having me. It was a joy.
Yeah,
sharing my story.
It was absolutely a joy. All right, people. Thank you so much for tuning in. This was CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And until next time, God bless.